down the street.
Mm.
Concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other. I say, I don't like cricket. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I love it. Yeah.
We are here. It is Sunday, bloody Sunday. It's not a U2 reference.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Not. No, it's actually what happened in Northern Ireland. It's not U2, buddy. I'm talking about people being massacred. We're going to massacre some people today on this show. I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
My name's Ruben Sindo Acosta.
We got Ahmed Morris sitting in with us today.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank Basketball you. Guru, all around lady sexer upper.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
An occasional son of a bitch. So there you go.
Right. We also have Linda.
Linda's here.
Hello.
Linda's going to be doing stats.
Yo, I lost my Gucci glasses
already.
30 seconds ago.
They're on your head.
Yeah.
No, they are. Yeah. Okay. Everything's fine.
Ahmed bought us all fake unisex Gucci glasses.
Make sure to point out they're unisex.
They're unisex.
I said bisexual.
He said bisexual. And that's okay, because glasses can swing both ways.
That's true.
It's not a problem.
They don't discriminate.
No, they fuck whoever they want, really.
Whatever kind of glasses you want to fuck,
you just
they're down.
Put them on your face.
They're in.
Put them on your face, unlike Peyton Manning. Can't do that.
Let's do another 25 minutes
on
Peyton
Manning. We're going to do a very small, on what I'm calling Nutgate. This is Nutgate.
Sackgate.
Sackgate. Whatever you want to call it. And also something that happened very interesting this past week was Cam Newton got caught smoking a blunt in the club.
What?
No.
So
yeah. Yeah, you didn't see. Told me you didn't see. You told me you saw it.
Wait a second.
I did. But
he got caught smoking a blunt.
I'm giving
in
you
the club.
Wait, I'm giving
is
you
he
America's
in high
reaction.
School?
Yeah.
No.
But the way he
not
was smoking.
Cam.
But what I took away from that photo is not so much that he was
photo.
Smoking a blunt. Yeah, not so much that he was smoking a blunt. Is that Cam Newton doesn't know how to smoke a blunt.
He probably isn't. He's,
like,
I mean,
he
probably
does
doesn't.
Not like.
I mean, Cam seems pretty square.
I've smoked many blunts in my life.
His cool friend is who suggested he smokes that blunt.
Like, he took a hit that he, you know, was too large.
So, wait a second.
And then he couldn't inhale all of
wait,
it.
Wait, you got all of this from a photograph?
Yeah, look, there he is right there, just
oh my God.
Not being able to smoke a blunt looking like a village person.
So, that's fucking Drake or somebody.
No, that's Cam Newton. Cam can't smoke a blunt, and he's dressed like the Indian from the Village People.
Are you saying
the Native American?
Are you saying that Cam can't dab? Is that what you're
Cam
saying?
Cam cannot dab.
Mm.
Cam
not
cannot
right
dab
way.
On dub. But I want to go back to Peyton. Get back to Peyton Manning.
Oh,
I
good.
Do. I want to
no,
see.
No,
I want. No. I want. No. Really.
No. No.
No.
No.
No.
No. Go ahead.
Ahmed.
Yes.
What's your take on this whole Peyton Manning situation and the fact now that Tennessee coaches, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Tennessee coaches had a press conference to defend the integrity of the school based on the fact that Peyton Manning put his nuts on a woman's face and also that Butch Davis, was it?
No, not Butch Davis.
Butch
one of those
something.
Butch guys.
A guy named Butch, a college
man named Butch.
Who might be. No, was it was Butch Davis.
Oh my God,
it
doesn't matter.
Okay, well, he's the coach of the U now, I think. I don't know.
Still doesn't matter.
But anyhow, he apparently pushed a kid up against the wall, grabbed his throat after a game, and said, "You cost us that game in front
who
of
did?
People." The I can't remember his name now.
Butch, whatever said that
Butch
about
whatever
whom?
Said that. I don't know, a kid, one of the kids.
On
wait
it,
a second.
She's on
one
it.
Of the kids of Tennessee.
Okay, what does this have to do with Peyton Manning?
Well, that's
because Tennessee's got a lot of problems
right
now.
It's not just Peyton.
It's not just Peyton. There are
three things have happened in 40 years.
They're sort
what
of
are we
fucked
talking
up.
About?
They're sort of fucked up.
No, they
every school's fucked up.
No, not like this.
The whole fucking country's fucked up. The world's fucked up.
Oh my God.
Babies die.
Oh my God.
There is no God.
See what kind of show this is going to be. He's got guy put nuts on a woman's face, man.
Oh no!
You can't do that. Not without not
okay,
without
not
proper
without
clearance.
Consent. Not without consent.
Not without clearance to land those nuts. You cannot do
I'm just
that.
Thinking about like a really small
nut
crew
plane?
On someone's face with the orange jackets and the little sticks.
directing testicles?
Apparently,
he's a testicle director.
Testicles?
Breaking news, though. I think he's going to call it a day.
How do you know that?
There's rumors.
By the end of the week, yeah.
Well, he's got to.
He was going to anyway.
No, he wasn't. I don't think he was.
You think he was going to be a Los Angeles Ram?
No. No, I think he was going to be a Houston Texan.
No,
that would have been dope,
yeah,
though. If he would have been a Ram,
it would have made sense.
That would have been big.
It would have made sense for him to be a Texan.
Just at this point, he just won the fucking Super Bowl doing next to nothing.
Right.
And he really. And he did.
He watched that.
Yeah.
It was a great Super Bowl.
He just didn't fuck it up.
Exactly. And which is genius. Hey, you're old. Don't fucking throw the ball. Just fucking.
He'd get paid $30 million by a team that needs him to play.
Yo, he makes $30 million off pizzas once a week.
If I'm not mistaken, the last pass that he threw was an interception, right?
That's true.
Maybe.
Is that true?
I would believe that.
Well, you were at my house.
Yeah, right?
You were sitting with me.
That's how much we were all smoking.
Hammered,
yeah,
but
we were a little fucked up.
But I think this
and if you played Madden, who knows what the fuck the real Super Bowl was.
I don't think we played Madden.
You guys didn't?
We played FIFA.
Yeah.
Much better game.
Much better game.
As far as games go.
Yes.
Yes.
Not sport.
Yes, sport.
Not sport.
Yes, sport.
Soccer is not better than football.
Yes, it is.
It's really
absolutely
not.
You see?
95. No, she said absolutely.
Everybody
soccer is better.
50-50 then.
Okay, if you count the world, right?
The world loves soccer.
Right? But Americans love fucking football.
Okay, and Americans love Trump. What's your point?
No, the idiots in America love Trump.
That's true.
They don't speak for me, and I'm fucking American.
Okay, so Ahmed had some notes he wanted to read off based on his preparation for this show, whereas we did not prepare at all.
No, we don't prepare.
We don't prepare. We're just two people. Don't you understand who we are?
We stopped even discussing what's going to happen on the show.
Yes.
I was going to say, this is stuff that's not going to get talked about.
Yeah, we'll get talked about.
Okay, so start one and we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
Here we go. We're talking NFL free agency.
Oh, that's stupid. Okay, what else?
See what happened?
No.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. With the free agency.
All right, so we got...
Ahmed's a Giants fan for everybody out there who's... An asshole like Ahmed.
I am.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
He's upset. We win a lot. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Not the last, 6 years, though.
But it's okay. We win. What about your team?
We went 10-6.
No. Let's not play the compare game.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
Let's.
I wanted to talk about Pierre Paul, whether he should, whether we should re-sign him or not.
Wait, she should. I thought that there was no offer on the table. I thought it was like.
There is no offer on the table, but. In comparison to what's out here in free agency, he's still on the table.
You need see my problem.
But is he still the same player?
No,
he's not.
No,
or worth even near.
Nobody knows what the hell he's clubbing people.
He's
right
got
now.
A club.
Right.
He's got a club.
But
and he's you have to be able to grab men inside their jersey to play the game of football in the position he plays. If he was a wide receiver, he could probably get away with it.
Really?
Yes.
You think a wide receiver would get away with having one hand?
No.
He doesn't have one hand.
What would you call one of his hands being a club?
He missed two fingers.
He's missing two fingers. He's going to have a surgery, right?
Like a graft?
Some kind of graft that would enable him to not wear a club, like where he could wear some kind
he's
of
he's got to not wear a club.
Well, once he heals, there's no way he was going to be able to heal in time to play.
That's true.
Once he heals, he won't have to wear that club.
I mean, it's a long off season.
I
think what the Giants should do anyway, if there aren't a lot of free agents, bring him in for a tryout. It's somebody that you know and somebody
a
that
tryout.
Probably
he's not going to do that.
He's not going to do that.
He's too big to do that.
But you don't even know if he's worth the money. He's going to be a fucking Texan or a Raven or
here's
something.
The thing: somebody's going to pay him.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And I would much rather it be the Giants, but just maybe not at the number he wants, right? Like, he's looking
he
for,
wants
like, 15.
Yeah.
I'm, like, 11, 12 sounds good
I'm
to
not
me.
Even there.
I know that, because you're not a Giants fan,
no.
So it doesn't matter.
But I'm also...
You think the Jets losing Muhammad Wilkerson would go after JPP?
No. But I'm also going to lowball Muhammad Wilkerson, too, because of the broken leg. He broke his leg.
Also,
last game of the season.
He did.
So I'm going to lowball him. He probably wants between 15 and 17 a year.
17, yeah.
10. 11.
Jeez.
That's what I would give him personally, because Fitzpatrick is more important. I know this is going to sound insane. But Fitzpatrick, at this juncture, is more important than Muhammad Wilkerson
that,
is.
I never thought I'd hear you say those words.
At this juncture. I'm
happy we record the show.
I love Muhammad Wilkerson.
That's going to be a soundbite. Eventually, I'm going to have enough of them.
Oh, my God. Last year, Muhammad Wilkerson
was a beast,
is the god.
He's a
beast.
He's
the
god, right?
Yeah. But it's a broken leg. It's something I'm not sure about. And it's also a position that we can fill very easily with the rookies that we have and also going through the draft. Oh,
very easily.
What do you mean? Leonard Williams, right there. Boom.
Yeah,
bye-bye. Boom.
Easily? Like,
no, what
like,
about the other, like, retard? Sheldon Retard Richardson. You want to keep him?
Yes, I do.
Why?
He's got such
Wilkerson is so much better.
I understand that, but Richardson's legal trouble will make him take less money, okay? We'll make him take less money. And also, he's younger than Muhammad Wilkerson. I think he's at this point, again, he's got a higher ceiling than Muhammad Wilkerson. I think Muhammad Wilkerson is a way better player than Sheldon Richardson. Mm. But having Richardson and Williams, I think Damon Harrison. You need to resign
so
that guy.
Important.
He's so important. Or tag him.
But here's the
thing.
He's
so important.
You don't want to tag Snacks.
Why?
Why are you going to pay him an average of what the top DTs
15 and a half
getting?
Million?
That's a little crazy for Snacks. He's
but
good.
But it's 1 year. Okay, right. It's 1 year. And then next year, if you only sign Fitzpatrick to a one-year deal, his contract comes off the books. And then Brandon Marshall's contract comes off the books. And then you can maneuver a little bit, you know? Hmm. Depending on what you want to do. Depending on what you do in this draft.
Yeah,
this draft is very important. And we always say how important drafts are for your team. Like last year's draft was important. It was important.
I mean, you guys picked up fucking Leonard Williams.
It was great.
I wanted Todd Gurley, personally.
Right.
Personally, I was angling.
And you had him, though, on your fantasy team.
Yes.
You remember, he was on your bench when you weren't in the playoffs and when you didn't get to the Super Bowl and you didn't win.
Right.
Do you remember? He was on your bench.
You didn't win either.
That's
no, but I got there.
That's good.
But I got there.
That's good. You'll see next year.
I won last year, and I was in it this year.
Ruben, you know
this
what
is
number
my pattern.
Two is? Number two is the first loser.
I was number nine, so who cares a shit? All
right, I'd rather be the first loser than last place.
I wasn't in last place,
you may as well have been.
I think I said that wrong.
You asshole.
Well, you ended your season on like a 10-game losing streak.
That's not, hey, Aaron Rodgers forgot how to play football. What would you like me to do?
I would like you to play better fantasy football.
Okay.
You need to encourage your team. Be a better coach.
Every other year, this is how my pattern is.
Every other year.
Yeah, this is how my pattern is.
So this is your year.
This was our this was our fourth year.
Are you
doing
the San Francisco Giants? Is that what you're telling me? Every other year now?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
This is our fourth year doing this. Our first year, I got there.
And
our
lost.
Our second year, I went 5-11. Our third year, I made the playoffs.
Arfs.
Shut up.
Shut up. Third year.
Our third year, I made the playoffs, and this year, I stunk. So next year, I'm the Spurs, motherfucker. Next year, I'm going to go 14-2.
Now, you're kind of like the Thunder, just going, next year. Next year, though.
But they get there.
So you want to get rid of Muhammad Wilkerson?
I don't.
That's what
I don't want to get rid of. I'm going to lowball.
You're preparing to lose Muhammad Wilkerson.
I'm preparing to lose Muhammad Wilkerson. And I'm preparing to lose him to the Giants.
Go. Thank you.
I'm preparing to lose him to the Giants.
Okay, but.
I can't wait
now
for them to not, because then you're going to hate yourself.
But what would make better. At this point in his career, right, what would make better sense? The Giants or the Oakland Raiders?
He's not going there.
You know what makes the most sense?
They're a good
team
on the
rise. They just lost
right?
Former Giant. Super Bowl former
ready
Giant.
Right now.
Former Giant.
Justin Tuck.
They just lost Justin Tuck to retirement.
He's right. Nobody anymore.
So,
he's
five sacks last year, man.
Five.
Nobody.
Yeah, Cameron Wake had five sacks in one game.
Did I say he's nobody? He's nobody.
Much
anymore.
Like the Dolphins' defense is nobody.
It's all right. He got hurt.
Okay, what are you going to do with Olivier Vernon?
They're going to resign him.
They're going to resign him. Of course, he doesn't want to resign.
They're going to restructure Cameron Wake, and they're going to resign him.
But he doesn't want to resign.
Then they're going to franchise
him. He doesn't want the tag.
He fucking grew up in South Florida, to the University of Miami. You're going to tell me he doesn't want to resign?
I've read multiple reports that he wants to test free agency. He does not want to be a Dolphin anymore.
Sure. You know what people are going to do? They're going to undervalue him just like everybody else does, and the Dolphins are going to fucking give him a contract and tell him that they want him there. He's a part of the system.
I want the Dolphins to re-sign him so he doesn't go to the Patriots. I want the Dolphins to re-sign him.
Hey, I don't want him to go to the Patriots either, but I'm telling you, we're going to re-sign him.
You see the Patriots are working out Calvin Johnson this week?
If he goes to the Patriots.
You see that?
And then Bill Belichick turns him into everything.
Well, because
he'll be out there covering like receivers.
Gerard Mayo retired.
He could do it too.
You saw that?
It's just like what an annoying. I mean, it's impressive, and I think if I live past the next show, to see to be able to look back and see Belichick
ominous.
And go, like, I was there when I was – I like to know that you're watching the best, like, quarterback
this
and,
is ominous
and
show
coach.
Now.
I'm going to die. I hope I die. And I hope I die kind of soon.
Okay.
But if that doesn't happen
– wow.
I look back, I look forward to being able to look back and go like, you know, I was able to watch that. I hated it at the time, but now I can admire. It's like Jordan, like when Jordan was around.
Linda, pull up the suicide prevention number.
Okay, just forget the death thing. No, but I'm talking about football.
What if we find out that all of their successes came from cheating? How would you feel about that?
But that's not true.
Well, you don't know that yet.
Some of it, there's truth to it. Because Belichick will bend as many rules as he can.
But that's
However,
cheating.
But that's
right?
clever.
Is that not cheating?
It's not cheating.
Practices
no,
is
okay.
illegal.
Yes, that's illegal. But that was also 10 fucking years. Stop texting me.
When they won the Super Bowl.
Stop texting me.
When they won the Super Bowl.
Stop texting me.
Are you talking to me?
Talking I'm talking to whoever it is that's fucking texting me.
Yeah, we're
Stop.
On a show. We're doing a
you
show.
You know I do the show from 11 to fucking 12. Yeah, Stop texting
my
me.
My phone's off.
Actually, some of that was Words with Friends.
Even worse. Even somehow worse.
Actually, hold on. I'm going to play a word. You guys talk about whatever you're saying.
No. So my problem with Bill Belichick, yes, yeah, he bends the rules. Sure. He bends the rules.
He cheats.
But he cheats. He cheats. And it's clear.
I can't believe trape isn't a word.
Trapes is a word. Not trape.
T-R-A-P-E? You
know T-R-A-P-S-E is a word.
No, but that's not the word that I need.
Well, I don't care. What do
How
I
do
care?
You get 29 points from G?
How do you live your life
guy.
This way?
It's
the question.
It's about placement. Placement of the word.
Anyhow, if back to Muhammad Wilkerson. If he does go, it would make more sense for him to sign with a team like the Raiders or...
the Giants with
no.
$56 million in cap.
That, but that doesn't ensure a winner. You
it
need
doesn't
a run-
ensure a winner.
Okay, you need a whole offensive
it's a win for his
and defense.
Pockets.
You need a whole team overhaul.
Here's the problem with your theory, right? The Giants are in desperation mode on the defensive side, right?
On every
you got
side.
You got a guy. I don't even want to talk that. You got a guy that's coming off the Jets like he's a monster on the defensive line, right?
Okay.
And he's looking for a payday. I don't know. That looks like a good marriage to me.
All
like,
right.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
Don't be mad when he comes back from his broken leg.
I'm not
like,
going to – listen, I'm dominates. Not going to be angry at Muhammad Wilkerson if we let him go and he goes to the Giants. I can't do anything
no,
about
you're
that.
You're going to be mad.
Everyone's saying that we're going to tag him.
Here's the thing. You're going to be mad when Sheldon Richardson is locked up for doing some stupidness and then Muhammad Wilkerson is shining.
I
kept him.
Like I said, I do believe we're going to tag him. I don't think we're going to give him a contract this year, and we're going to probably let Snacks go. If Snacks goes,
Snacks
I know.
So good.
I know he's so good up the middle. He's a Vince Wilfork type of guy, except not as large. Yeah. But I'm very excited for offseason more so than the draft because, I mean, I don't know too much about the college players coming out this year. I've seen a few guys play. I don't want to draft a quarterback. Now everybody's going crazy about Jared Goff's hand size. You see this?
Jared Goff?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
They're calling him the next Browns ex quarterback.
So, oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, because apparently his hands are small, not but 9 inches across. I don't know what that means.
Very small.
9 inches this
small.
Way?
Yes.
It's like this, right?
It means that he basically his fingertips can't really grip the back of the ball, like you know.
Oh.
Like, it's not a problem for him though, because it looks like
Drew
he throws
Brees doesn't
right
have
okay.
very big hands.
He sure doesn't. Neither does – I don't think Aaron Rodgers does either.
Yeah, no.
And they throw pretty good.
Size doesn't matter, guys.
With
what
your
you
hands.
Do with it.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Tell that to another black man because it matters a lot. What are you talking about? Don't kid yourself.
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
Exactly. Mm. This is why.
I'm sorry.
Anyhow, what I want to see from free agency from your team – is I want to see them do exactly what they always do, especially in the draft. Especially in the draft. What I think they do is they take a balloon with names in them, different balloons, and Jerry Reese throws a dart. Throws a dart at the wall and says...
Kills somebody in the room.
Yeah, kills somebody in the room.
Whoever that person says with his last breath, that's who they draft.
Yeah, throws a dart at the wall, hits a balloon, a name falls out, and that's who they draft. And years,
there you go, Teddy Ginn Jr.?
Yeah, In years past, I could just imagine Tom Coughlin in the war room, you know, just like, Kern, Flabbit, Derek, Nabbit, why can't we draft a guy I don't want to draft? You know?
Here's
that's
the thing,
I see
man.
Tom Coughlin
like,
that's how
time.
He speaks, for
in
sure.
In years past, I might have stood up for Jerry, but he's just a one-trick pony. He gets the first-round pick right, except for Pugh. He's a bum.
He's a bum.
He's a starting guard drafted in the first round, a first-round guard, if you will. But
But you can.
He has no success past the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round.
And that's why I love my GM.
The only year he did that was the year where he had Ahmad Bradshaw, who he drafted in the seventh round, and they contributed to the Super Bowl. Yeah, like that was crazy. A good draft year for him. But other than that, he's a bum.
But think about this, right? This guy, Mike Maccagnan, who's the Jets GM, found Arian Foster undrafted, okay? Mm-hmm. Found Alfred Blue, who turned out to be a good little running back, seventh round.
Yeah.
This kid, Devin Smith, I think is going to be very good for the Jets if he doesn't get injured all the time.
And he gets his hands together.
He's from Ohio State. He's fast as shit, man. That kid could fucking run.
Here's the problem, though. Your quarterback can't throw him the ball.
Fitzy?
How many times did he miss him on the deep route? He had his guy beat.
Fitz cannot throw that ball. Fitz does not have a 65-yard arm, and we know that.
He can throw
40.
But here's the thing. He doesn't need a 65. He just needs to get it out as early as – like, he has to anticipate that kid burning his man, and he's not doing it.
Okay.
Because he's also – he doesn't want to just assume – because it is a kid – you throw that ball and anticipate it, it gets intercepted because he makes some sort of rookie mistake.
He throws it anyway because he throw it late, it gets picked.
Do you like the kid behind Eli, Nassib? Do you know this kid?
I do. I like his – he's got a strong arm and he's smart.
Big guy. Yeah.
I like him a lot.
He's a pocket quarterback.
I feel like they did a good thing on the low. Like nobody knows.
No, I liked Ryan Nassib when they drafted him. But what I want
to
say –
are they ready to move on from Eli?
Not yet.
No,
another year or two.
He's got 2-3 left.
Yeah, another year or two. Until the contract comes up.
Or until he puts his nuts on somebody's head.
Yeah, it runs in the family. He's going to put his littler nuts –
let's just go back to
on
that.
A woman's face.
2 weeks on testicles.
Cam can't smoke a blunt. This guy's got nuts on women's faces. The world is aloof.
And Joe is full of vitriol.
A Walt Clyde Frazier original. Not really an original, but
no,
it's
he didn't
make that word up. As a Knick fan, right, are you getting sick of Walt Clyde Frazier?
No, man. I love Walt. That's the dude.
I'm getting sick of Walt Clyde Frazier.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
I was about to say R.I.P. Walt, but like,
no.
Until he dies, bro. Like, come on.
I understand, but.
Until he wheel him out there with his fucking cow suit and shit on.
We're going to run into Big O, the Big O criticizing Steph Curry in a second.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes.
What do you have to say about this?
Just wait. I'm going to say this. Walt Clyde Frazier comes from a generation of NBA players that don't believe basketball happened after they stopped playing. Like, that's what I believe. Like, they don't even consider Jordan the greatest player of all time.
They don't.
Why would they?
I don't know. They consider Oscar Robertson the greatest player of all time.
He considers himself the greatest player of all time.
Yeah, Clyde puts himself up there quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Clyde was a phenomenal player. Maybe top 30 all time. Maybe.
You know,
in that
like,
area.
Here's the thing. It's like they look at the game now, though, and they're like, these guys are getting paid millions.
Lynn,
right?
Can you bring up the exact quote that Oscar Robertson said? I think he said that the way they play the...
I got the audio,
but I don't want you guys to get sued, but I got the audio.
We're sued by what?
I got the audio.
Well, we can't play
that,
audio.
Yeah, no. It's like, oh,
yeah,
he's such an
the
idiot.
NBA is...
He basically said...
What can't we do?
He basically
said
that
he can't
believe...
Can't play audio of other players.
I'm paraphrasing, but he said he can't believe how, you know, how unintelligent the NBA coaches are these days. And
yes.
That if he went against a guy like Steph Curry...
Don't play the audio, Ruben. Please.
Go ahead.
He would press up on Steph after the half-court line, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Right? Which is like, who hasn't thought of that? You dumb fuck. I'm sorry. You dumb Hall of Famer. Like, what are you talking about?
From what I see, is it this one?
That's the one.
The reason I have a big problem with Oscar Robertson saying this now is because he's saying what everyone has already said. I don't think he's going to play it.
Just go ahead.
Here's a quote. You can run the quote.
He's shot well because of what's going on in basketball today. In basketball today, it's almost like if you can dunk or make a three, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
That's just old man talk.
It's not, though.
There have been some great shooters in the past.
I'm sure he believes it. He's an old man.
Yeah.
But here again, when I played years ago, if you shot a shot outside and hit it, the next time I'm going to be on you, on top of you. I'm going to press you with three-quarters, half-court defense, but now they don't do that. These coaches don't understand the game of basketball, as far as I'm concerned.
That's just
Steve Kerr doesn't understand the game of basketball?
Steve Kerr is a basketball
savant.
Like, what are you talking about?
That's old man talk.
Steve Kerr.
Steve's got rings.
Yes. Ooh, and also.
Several.
He's got rings.
And also, Steve Kerr is one of the best role players that ever played basketball.
What? Mm-hmm. He knew his role. Like,
he was one of the best. Him and Paxton and Kukoc. That was a real organization.
Another guy who knew his role, Robert Horry. Yeah.
Why isn't Tony Kukoc coaching?
The Croatian sensation?
Yeah. Why isn't he coaching? I don't understand.
He's got rings too, right?
Yeah, he's got what? Also, he's got five. Right?
No, Tony Kukoc has three. He was part of the second three-peat.
Why don't we get Robert Horry to coach the Knicks? Because he's got rings. He knows his role.
Yeah, but just having rings, is it? I mean, Derek Fisher has rings.
That's my point. That's my whole point. Is like
he got too many rings, if you ask me. He got too many rings. Too many rings. He got to get the Nuva ring pretty soon. My man's going to have to get the Nuva ring.
For real, though, you guys should get on that. It's what the fuck is that shit?
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
Who the fuck has their fucking ringer on?
Uh-oh. That would be me. I'm sorry.
Anyhow.
I don't get to come back.
I don't know if we...
Fired.
I don't know if
take your glasses and get out of here.
I don't know if you heard about what Uncle Kurt Rambis said.
Uncle Kurt?
Uncle Kurt Rambis.
Is that his new title?
Oh, he's Uncle Kurt until they fire him, because they're going to fire his ass.
Yo, why are they talking about sending my boy to the D-League?
Who?
Cherry and Grant.
I know. What the hell? But what I took from the game that we won against the Magic... Which the Magic are awful. They're so bad.
Whatever. A win is a win.
I understand
it's
that.
It's a W. And they're hard to come by.
I'm taking it. I'm taking that W. But he said after the game, he didn't like a lot of Kristaps Porzingis' shot selection.
Who said that?
Uncle Kurt.
Your coach?
Yeah. And he also
our interim coach.
He also said that Kristaps Porzingis has to choose better shots or he's going to find himself on the bench. Bro,
that's good, yeah.
Bro, get out of here with your 77-385 record. Get the fuck out of here. You lost 6,000 games, bro, in 38 minutes.
Yo, he's the all-star coach game. In the D-League.
And like I said, I give him a pass with Minnesota because those teams were terrible, and they didn't put anything around him.
Except
they drafted Johnny Flynn.
But here we go, though. He was the guy that was benching Kevin Love, though.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I mean... his tactical sense is not all there, to say the least.
He benched Kevin Love. Kevin Love makes the All-Star team damn near every year.
Yes.
Right? He's a double-double god, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he benched him. And you want him to handle Kristaps' development?
What that sounds like? That sounds like Jimmy Johnson in the idea of, like, I don't care if your name's Dan Marino or I don't care who the fuck you are. If you're not playing well, you're on the bench.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe that works if you're a brilliant coach.
Yeah.
Because they're like, fuck, I may not be important. Like, Belichick could do that.
Right. Yeah, if Phil Jackson said, sit down for a minute, I'd say, oh, okay, Phil's got a plan.
What's good?
Right.
Somebody just hung up.
Don't hang up. That's rude. You're rude.
847 is your area code.
That's Alex Mraz, I believe.
Come on,
bastard.
Man. Call back.
Oh, call back, Mraz, you like son of a bitch.
Like you didn't even give me a chance to answer.
No soccer.
he's going to talk about soccer?
No
soccer.
Does he care about soccer?
Yeah, he's a Man City fan. Listen, we're recording the second half of the game. If I'm going to say this again for the second week in a row. If anybody fucks up this game, I will cut you apart on the radio. I know things about people.
Yeah, no one listens to our show.
I know things. Well, they do. Apparently, we're number one, so they do.
That doesn't say much.
Yeah, it does, actually. We've got a lot of listeners.
Better than number two.
Exactly. So... Back to it goes
quicker, too, if you're in line.
Yeah. Back to Uncle Kurt.
No? No one got the pee-pee reference?
Yeah, I got the reference.
That's where I was going with it.
That was pretty clever. All right, go ahead.
I want to see Jerry and Grant benched. I don't want to see him in the D-League. What's your option, then? Jimmer Fredette?
No.
I understand Knicks fans going, Jimmer, 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 screaming.
Jimmer?
Yeah. The kid from BYU, the Mormon.
It's a human being's name?
He's a Mormon.
Someone named him
Jimmer? He's a Mormon from the cult.
Oh, okay. I'm down with cults. All right. Yeah. Let's keep it going.
So this kid, Jimmer Fredette, who played for BYU, I'm going to tell you all right now.
Oh, he played for BYU.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you all right now, Jimmer Fredette is garbage.
Garbage.
Hot garbage.
Okay, he took BYU to the Final Four. That's
impressive.
Yeah. How come he wasn't drafted in the first round?
He was.
Was he?
He was.
Because he's Mormon.
By Sacramento.
Where? Mm. What
by
pick?
Sacramento.
What pick?
Are you, fact checker?
It was like the 20th something pick.
Okay. All right.
Something like that.
I stopped paying attention after 15.
No. Maybe it was around. It was after 10. He was not a lottery pick.
Okay.
But he was a first rounder who failed.
Jimmer Fredette's a bum.
Yeah.
He's a bum.
Garbage.
I He had 1-3, and I get it. He had more points than Sasha Vujicic in that game. Or Jose Calderon.
I will say his shot is better than Sasha Vujicic's shot. Like, it's way better.
You're going to hear me defend Sasha Vujicic now. Oh, and God, no. I never thought I'd say that.
Oh, here we go.
Here's why I'm going to defend him. He's a pest. He's a pest.
He's a pest with no shot.
Okay. But he makes guys take bad shots. He does.
Yes, but then he also loses his man on defense, and then it causes a breakdown.
Understandable. Understandable. But Jimmy Fredette,
He's no better.
He was taken 10th, but he was in college for the full 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, what do you mean? That means he's a mature young man.
Yeah, who can't play basketball.
Yeah, he does well in college.
Yeah, great.
He's not going to translate.
You could build me a rocket, but you can't hit a three. I get it.
I think they were waiting for him to grow up a little bit.
But if you're not, I don't understand why you would waste a 10th overall.
Yeah.
Because you're the Sacramento Kings.
Who was picked? Can you see that draft? Who was picked after Jimmy Fredette?
A lot of good players.
I'm sure there were. I'm sure there were. Because if you remember the Steph Curry draft?
I do. Jordan Hill. Me to this day.
You know who was the pick after Jordan Hill?
Yeah.
Who was it? Tell him, man.
I don't.
DeMar DeRozan.
But you know who was
it? DeRozan.
We could have had DeRozan and then the other kid. Lefty. Point guard. What's his name?
Kyle Lowry?
No, from Detroit, man. They just traded him.
Brandon Jennings.
We could have had Brandon him, too. Jennings. We blew that.
The Knicks just have a bad history. That was Donnie Walsh, wasn't it?
It was.
I hope that guy dies painfully.
It was.
He was an asshole.
Klay Thompson was picked after Jimmy Fredette.
Sacramento.
Sacramento could have had Rondo, Thompson, and Cousins right now.
The Bucks actually drafted him and then traded him. To Sacramento.
For what?
So crazy.
I don't know.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
So the Bucks were stupid.
For a bag of magic beans.
So the Bucks were stupid.
They got played.
Yeah. Yeah. But that, you know what though? If the Bucks traded him to Sacramento, Sacramento could have got the pick that was DeMarcus Cousins after that. No. That was too late.
That was very late. Yeah.
Too late. Could have been Rudy Gay.
Here's the thing, man.
He ended up there anyway.
Rambis is an idiot, right?
He's horrible.
And what he's doing with the bench and with the starters is ridiculous. Like he said,
why does he love Kevin Seraphin?
And he loves Calderon to death.
Oh, I get it.
He's like, when Calderon is aggressive, like it's good for the team. He gets everybody in their sets. No. I'm like, fuck you. Like he can't stop anybody. And he can't shoot all the time.
If Calderon was a soccer player, he'd be retired already because he sucks so goddamn much.
Dude.
He sucks.
It's so bad.
And it's hard to watch. You know, I had aspirations that this team could be a playoff team, even with Derek Fisher. And it doesn't look like that's happening.
Well, let's talk about a potential playoff team then.
Okay. Joe Johnson goes to the Heat.
Is he?
Yeah.
No. Yes, he did.
He just went to the Heat yesterday.
He did?
How did you not know that?
I don't care.
Fan,
I don't like Joe Johnson.
He's a difference maker.
Wait a second. That means we have Amari Stoudemire and Joe Johnson?
Yes.
This is retirement home. I get it.
It's a retirement home.
Cool.
I mean, it is Florida, right?
Yeah.
But the minute... what's great about Joe Johnson to me is that he's going to mentor Justice Winslow.
I hope so.
Only that, he has a consistent three-point shot.
Yes.
Let's not forget.
Yeah, no. Hey, I don't like Joe Johnson as far as a concept. I'm aware that the man can play.
And
he was the only shining star to me on that Nets team left. Shining star, I mean like who?
Brooke Lopez is playing nasty.
Yeah,
man.
Whatever. I don't like Brooke Lopez.
Not a Brooke Lopez fan because he still hasn't figured out how to fucking rebound.
Or stay healthy.
So what I want to touch on, you said this earlier while you were outside. You said you hated the Heat.
I do.
But, like, because you hate all teams that aren't the Knicks or because you hate the Heat?
No, because I hate the Heat because they hated us and we hated each other for a long time.
But, you got to remember, you guys won in the 90s.
Okay, but here's the thing. They kind of built their rep on us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they were nobody. They were an expansion, whatever
I
team.
Know. I'm aware where we came from.
And then they got in the playoffs and they kind of wanted to make their bones against the Knicks. So I don't like that. I'm like, fuck them. Fuck Miami. I'm sorry.
What is that? I don't know what that means. Like,
that means
why? Because we're trying
Miami.
To. But that doesn't make any sense.
There's the reason I hate the Dolphins more than I hate the Patriots. I hate the Dolphins.
There you go.
For what?
For what? For being the Miami Dolphins. I hate Dan Marino. I always wanted to see Dan Marino have a heart attack on NFL Today. I always wanted to see it.
There's no real reason. You're just saying you hate them.
I just don't like them.
I mean, Dan Marino saved his life.
I don't like their uniforms. Right? I don't like their owner.
I never liked their quarterbacks. They always found a way to beat the Jets when they couldn't, when it looked like the Jets were going
to
win.
Yeah, but to me,
the same way with the Heat, the midnight.
That's the same shit I'm saying about, like, the Jets. The Jets, when they suck, knock us out of the playoffs and vice versa.
Okay, but you hate, rivalry. You hate the Jets?
Yeah, I fucking hate the Jets.
I hate the Dolphins.
Okay, that makes sense, but I was talking about the Heat.
I hate the Heat.
I told you explicitly why. I hate the Heat because they try to be contentious. They try to act like they've been there and like they own the East.
The midnight.
I don't know. Does that mean the Knicks have?
Well, in the 90s, they did. That's where I get that from.
How many rings did you get out of the 90s?
Zero. Got zero rings.
Okay.
But we still competed. They got zero rings as well.
I understand that.
My big problem with the Miami Heat is I hated all their players growing up. I just didn't like Jamal Mashburn.
What's good?
Hey, what's up, fellas? This is Alex. How y'all doing?
What's up, Alex?
All right, man. What's good?
Nothing, man. I'm glad we're talking about Kurt Rambis.
Your energy is so mellow right now.
You got to be hungover, Alex.
I'm so hungover.
Because right now we were just like, what the fuck? What are you doing? And he's like, hey, guys.
You guys are such a good hangover cure.
Good.
I'm glad you guys are talking Kurt Rambis because the guy's crazy. And I think it's just an indicator of your owner.
Yeah, completely crazy.
I'm curious.
Wait, your owner? What's Alex? Alex, what's your team?
He's the Bulls.
Oh,
I'm the Bulls.
Yeah, he's
the Bulls.
Jerry.
Yeah,
no, you're Alex. The Bulls are the team that you root for. You are not the Bulls.
Our season is going swirling down the toilet.
Yes, it is.
Totally aware.
Are you ready to trade D Rose? Is that how you feeling right now?
I don't think I am. I'm a D Rose. I love D Rose. I can't. As a Chicago, I love D Rose. I'm totally aware.
It's like Knicks fans with Melo. It's the same way.
It is.
I don't want to trade him. I don't want to trade the guy.
I don't want to trade Melo this year. Last year, maybe.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah. I just think if you're talking about Melo, I feel like you guys can actually get some value for him. And now that it's pretty clear that the team's going to be built around
Chris his price tag.
It's the contract.
Yep.
It's the contract that handcuffed us.
You do that to yourself.
Yeah.
Not
my team.
Well, I'm curious. Just because we got two Knicks fans on the show today, how do you guys? What's the perception of James Dolan? Because I feel like people talk a lot of shit about Melo or the coach or whoever's there, but like it's a Dolan issue. Correct me if I'm wrong, right?
I've said this before. You're as good as your owner. That's how your team. If your owner is a nut job, your team's gonna stink. Woody Johnson, perfect example. The guy was too hands-on with the Jets, and now he took a step back, and they're better. James Dolan is a seedy, fat, toad-like, seething, alcoholic asshole who projects his own defense mechanisms onto other people. Remember that letter he sent about a year ago to a guy that emailed him saying that he was never going to come to a Knicks game again because he was thrown out of the Knicks game. And this is like a 70-year-old veteran of a war. And James Dolan called him an alcoholic and said, your family must hate you.
That's called projection,
my friend. That's called deflection and projection. Go ahead.
Do the Knicks ever win with James Dolan as their owner? I guess that's the question.
We'll never lose him as an owner, though.
Until he dies. Yeah. No, I don't think they do. I don't, unless you get like the absolute right pieces in play. Because, I mean, look how dysfunctional the Lakers are now that Dr. Buss has died, right? The kids took over and it's all fucked up. And you have to get ready. Like, what's going to happen when Reinsdorf dies with the Bulls?
That's a good question. I was just thinking about that because it was his birthday.
Like 85?
He survived another one, right? That's
amazing. He's getting up there. I don't know what's going to happen. But they're dysfunctional, too. There's too many cooks in that kitchen. They're kind of fucked up. I think they're going to blow up the team.
They have to.
That's a shame, man.
I'm worried about Jimmy Butler coming back from injury.
He was the best.
That guy was such a pleasant surprise.
He's the best thing.
He might be the best two-way player in the NBA next to Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, maybe next Kawhi.
Good call.
Well, I always thought Luol Deng, who was on your Heat, Ruben.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing power forward this week.
You know what it is for years to go like, fuck that guy. I fucking hate. Oh, shit, he's on our team?
Yeah,
I love Deng. Give me Deng all day.
Luol Deng.
He's the best. And you know what? Now that you got him, Ruben, He plays the game the right way. He keeps his mouth shut. He's like, he's everything you want.
You know whose decision that was? The Don.
Hey, while we're talking NBA, how have you guys not talked about
it's coming, Steph Curry.
We were busy talking about balls and stuff.
Yeah, come on, guy.
Yeah,
testicular talk.
I like the fact that you called it Nutgate because nobody cares about the story.
Joe is leading the Nutgate
charge because I want Peyton Manning arrested.
I need you to confirm, Linda, that Joe at some point had a bad incident in his childhood.
I think that's what it is. I think you got fucking teabagged when you were like 13.
By Peyton Manning.
Curious silence from Joe.
Listen, all I'm gonna say was the guy had three nuts and I didn't expect it.
You just had a really small dick is what it was. And it was really cold out.
It acted as a nut.
That game last night, was that not absolutely amazing?
Yes.
So
okay.
So good. That was everything you want. That was NBA basketball at its finest last night.
I'm going to tell you, I only got to watch the last few minutes of the game, and I was turning it. I actually turned it off.
Of course you did.
You missed
the last second shot?
I did. It's one of those things where I saw it. She showed it to me.
When I finally showed it to him, he wanted to be angry about
it. I wanted to be angry, but
I couldn't.
He just
had this smirk on.
And I'm going to say, I'll say this again. I don't.
This was electric.
I think Steph Curry is a talented player.
Okay.
I don't like the way the Warriors play basketball. You can score 130.
You don't like basketball.
Listen.
Then you don't like basketball.
No, I do like basketball.
You could
score 130, but you also give up 118. That is All-Star game shit. I'm not looking for I want defense.
So what? They're gonna play just fine defense when it gets to the playoffs. They did last year.
They sure did.
If you don't like the way that they play basketball, then you don't like basketball because they make the extra pass. They play a great team game. They got a deep bench. They're a really fun squad.
What are you, coach? A youth squad or something?
I'm not going to act like I'm a Warriors fan. But
goddamn minister.
No, but no, it's not a matter of. Alex, it's not a matter of being a Warriors fan. You're just a fan of the sport. And obviously, they're playing it at a high level. That's admirable.
They're playing at such a high level, and they have for all year. It's insanely fun to watch. It is must-see TV. I'm a Bulls fan. I love that 72-10 team. I never wanted that record to go away. And I'm actually kind of wondering if they're going to do it, and I'll be happy for them because the way that they do it is the right way. They're not a bunch of fucking me first guys. They're not thumping their chest being assholes.
Isn't it perfect to watch LeBron
and the Steve Kerr?
LeBron
is
so envious. He's so like jealous of his team too. It's lovely to watch.
It's just the thing is, once LeBron left Miami and basically going like, well, now that I've done it, I can go do it again.
No,
and it's like, no, hey, you know, you need to build that. You can't just like show up. You remember how that was the lesson at the beginning? Yeah, no, nothing has changed. Like, cool, you have two rings, and now you still don't have a fucking team around you and no coach. And they thought that would work.
And I'm also going to go on record as saying the Cavaliers would be a much better team with Wiggins instead of Love.
Yes, say it again.
Million percent better.
That's interesting.
A lot of people agree.
A million percent better.
I would agree with that. I think a lot of people feel that way. I think Kevin Love is wondering whether it's the right situation for them.
Kevin Love.
All right, here's a quick question for you. Do you think the Cavaliers win with LeBron? Do you think the Cavaliers does LeBron get a ring with the Cavs?
Never. Never.
Because he's on a one-year deal. So
Every year
is a one-year deal with LeBron.
Yeah, just so he can charge more and more money.
He's definitely not getting it this year.
It's the Warriors. It's probably going to be the Warriors.
Or the Spurs. Both teams could eat the Cavs alive.
Yeah.
I feel like the Warriors, it's theirs for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but
I also think they
were incredible last year. They're better this year.
LeBron didn't take into account that the Warriors were going to happen.
Right? Yeah. No one knew that.
But I think he wanted his team to be the Warriors. I thought that they would be hungrier coming off of that loss in the finals, and that's what's got him pissed.
Here's what sucks. When Golden State goes down 15 points, they all work harder. When the Cavs go down 15 points, LeBron goes, give me the ball.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely
and
right.
Then, cool, the game's tied, and he's exhausted.
Yeah.
So, cool, pass to
Matthew Dellavedova.
Pass to J.R. Smith.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's the problem.
Alex, and tell me if you agree with this. I don't know if you've been watching the Spurs recently,
okay?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I don't know if you've been watching the Spurs recently. Tell me if you agree with this, though. But my prediction is changing. My prediction is changing because Tim Duncan is not the same. That man is.
Is that news?
Yes.
So what's the new prediction? Yes,
what's the new prediction?
He's like 48 years old.
Oh no! Yeah. I'm excited to hear Joe's prediction. I think I know what it's going to be.
I haven't heard this
but
yet.
He was still averaging 18 and 10.
I'm going to whisper what I think it is into Linda's ear and see if I'm right. Go.
but he's really doing it. He was
That's what I love about Ruben.
He was averaging 18 and 10, and then he missed like 2 or 3 weeks with the knee problem. And now it doesn't look like he's the same Tim Duncan.
So who are the two teams in the finals?
The two teams in the NBA finals are going to be the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh!
And the Golden State Warriors.
Damn, I had you saying Pistons. I had you saying Pistons.
No, the East is not changing.
I'm happy I didn't put money on that.
For you guys out in Radio Land, we just played the telephone game.
Yeah, I walked over, told Lynn. Lynn told Ahmed.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's the Warriors winning the championship, and they're going to put their nuts in the faces of the Toronto Raptors.
I don't think the Raptors have the firepower.
They did beat the Cavs the other night, but LeBron was dead.
So here's what's going to happen. LeBron and the Cavs are going to get knocked out by the Pistons, who will lose to the Heat.
Yo, you guys ready for this one, though? Here's my prediction, and it's going to sweep the nation. It's not the popular.
The Brooklyn Nets will win 35.
No, here it is, man. I don't think the Warriors are going to get to the finals. I think that they're going to get beat in the Western Conference Finals by OKC. And I also think coming out of the East, we're going to be looking at Miami. That's what I see.
OKC Miami rematch? I think that's this time OKC is just going to sweep the shit out of us?
I think that's what's going to happen, though. And I think OKC takes it this year.
If you're in Vegas and you hit that, you're a millionaire.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
You're a billionaire.
I like that.
Billionaire. But that's how I see it.
I don't see it, but I like it.
That's okay.
Alex, what do you think? You think it's the Warriors again over the Cavs? You said the Raptors.
He hung up.
Oh, that's cool.
Thanks, Alex.
Peace, bro.
Good talk.
Anyhow, Good thing you hung up, because we're going to go to the Sport of Kings now.
Is that soccer?
No, it's not.
I was like, I don't even know what means.
That would be baseball. The Major League Baseball.
Oh, I like that, but I didn't know it was that.
Yes.
Because it's not.
It's not. Boxing is the Sport of Kings, but the Major League Baseball is the sport of peasants and other immigrants.
Pro wrestling has the King of Kings.
That's true.
Triple H. Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
He was, yes.
Paul Levesque.
I remember him.
Hey, man, I like that dude.
He's the game.
I remember him very well.
The game is so dope.
Yo, do you remember?
He turned it. Look what he did. He did it on purpose. He knows what he did, too.
He said King. What do you want me to do?
He fed me because I love wrestling, man. As fake as
so,
it is.
No, but do you remember? But bro, it's a TV show. It's a TV show where fucking highly trained stuntmen do crazy shit, and they also can kind of act. And there's a storyline. It's great.
Possibly break their necks.
Yeah, all the time.
I like it.
All the time. So do you remember Triple H's theme song before the Motorhead? No, before the Motorhead.
But even before that, when he was Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
That was good shit. What's good? What's good? What's good?
I can't hear you.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Here we
go.
Hello.
Yes.
Is my shit sounding weird?
No, bro.
Not that weird. Who's this?
It's Will.
Hi, Will.
Joe, you're coming opening day, right?
Yeah. Linda and I are at opening day, my friend.
Nice. I called him because you guys finally started talking about the realest thing around, and that's pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. I can't deal with this shit.
It's WrestleMania season.
Bro, not only that.
It's WrestleMania season.
Shane O'Mac is back.
You guys started talking about the Met or the baseball, but that's... Fuck you, man. The King of Kings is the champion.
Shane McMahon is back, baby. Yo, Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker, Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, serious question. Did you, first of all, are you happy about that match?
And I love it. It's classic.
I don't think it's happening. I think a representative.
What?
Yeah, and you know who it's going to be? The Rock.
No fucking way. No!
He's getting...
No!
The Rock is scheduled to be at WrestleMania. No. The Rock is scheduled to be at WrestleMania.
Well, we know that. He puts
exactly.
it on Instagram.
They would have said he would have had a match by now if he was.
Well, clearly, they haven't said anything. Why? Because one, Shane McMahon isn't going to split his fucking head open again for no reason.
Yeah, but The Rock can't hold a secret. He puts all his shit on Instagram and everything.
He's busy,
bro. Shane McMahon is more... The WWE is willing to put Shane McMahon in danger more so than a movie star like The Rock.
That's true, but...
Vince probably thought, damn, nobody wants to get beat up by The Undertaker again, and Brock's going to kill him. Who's going to do it? Oh, where's my son? He hasn't spoken to me in 10 years. Get the fuck back here.
No,
take a bump for me.
Don't get me wrong. I think Shane McMahon would have a great match against The Undertaker. But I think the twist is going to be that they bring in either The Rock or some sort of, you know, celebrity type. Go ahead, Joe. Joe wants to talk about baseball. So we're going to talk about baseball, and then the last 5 minutes of the show, I'm going to play one of my tracks that I'm really excited about.
Okay. Will. Will.
What's up?
Over or under the Mets win 90 games?
Yeah, I remember you guys talking about this last week. I think over for 90, whoever said 96 or whatever, or 97, that I think is a little much. But I mean, without pitching staff.
I said
without
95.
Without pitching staff, I really like it.
Yeah, the guy who's sitting here said 95.
People complained about Murph leaving, but we actually got a pretty good replacement at second base.
I like
for
Neil
a much
Walker.
Better
Neil
price.
Walker's the man.
He's a beast.
He's a
and that price that we got him for, it's pretty good.
Guy hit 17 home runs, .285 average.
He can turn a double,
double play.
Well, I don't know with the new rules.
I like the
new
rules.
You like it?
You know what the most significant thing about the Mets is that we made it to the World Series last year with a middle infield of Ruben Tejada and Wilmer Flores, and now they're bench options for us. Now they're coming off the bench for us. That's how you build depth.
Gigantic.
Right?
No, I agree, but now you got a little bit of a problem in the outfield because you signed the Aza. You signed the Aza.
Lagares lost weight,
right? What do you do? Because D'Aza thought he might start. He really thought that because Cespedes wasn't supposed to re-sign here. Mm-hmm. Do you trade D'Aza, Lagares, or neither?
Neither.
Who are you talking about besides Lagares? He was a little fuzzy there.
Alejandro D'Aza, the guy we got from Boston.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I mean, put it this way. From 2 years ago, we said we had no outfield. Last year, we had a pretty good outfielder. Now we have too many outfielders.
Good problem to have.
At the end of the day, if you want to get rid of one of Lagares for a
relief help,
maybe a relief pitcher or something like that, I guess. But
I think we'll start.
Lagares is a pretty good defensive replacement in the last 3 innings, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you. What I want to see the Mets do is get a backup third baseman for David Wright, and if you can move Juan Lagares and get, let's say, a Ryan Rayburn. Or a Ryan Rayburn in a relief pitcher, because Rayburn's a utility outfielder where he could play third base too. Or even get a backup like Lonnie Chisenhall.
You like him?
I like Lonnie Chisenhall.
You've always had this weird affinity for obscure players that you just think would do great in specific situations.
Well, yeah.
I think that might be one of
them. That's what a bench player is, a utility player. Does great in a utility situation.
Don't you have an ample backup with Wilmer who has played third in the past?
I said that last week.
Wilmer
too.
Flores needs to cry his way to the minor leagues and go away from my fucking organization. Wilmer Flores is a bum who's got no range on either side, can't hit lefties, and he's a crumb man. Ruben's gonna put on a song. We're gonna hang up on you. Happy opening day. Good night. Vote for Trump.
Seriously though, I mean, I have one job,
and he's doing it.
I'm just saying.
You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
You're fired.
You so much, guys.
To actually see Ruben do the stuff that he says he does on the radio.
Oh, yeah. This is real.
Yeah, he's like,
we don't fuck around. There's no fourth wall. So I'm in the middle of finishing a record that's taking me well over a year to make. And it's my band, A Bunch of Dead People. And I just did some mixes that I'm really excited about. So I'm going to play my favorite of those mixes to close out the show. I want to thank Ahmed for being here.
He'll be here again.
I want to thank Linda for being here.
You're welcome.
We're over.
And I want to acknowledge that I have no choice but to have Joe here. He has to be here. So thank you so much for listening. My name is Ruben Sindo Acosta.
I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
And this has been Apples and Oranges. I've got about 20 seconds left. So all I'm going to do is just continue to talk without saying anything. And by continuing, I'm still not saying anything. And the only point of this is to make sure that the song actually ends at the correct point as far as what's going to come in after our show. So here we go now.
Deliver me to evil, 'cause I feel no more. Deliver me